The Nutrition Minute on Vikings Huddle is presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Junior Reporter is brought to you by U.S. Bank, official bank of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. This week, we're talking all about gravity. So let's go look at some planets with running back Matt Asiata at the Eagle Lake Observatory.
This place is called Eagle Lake Observatory. It's located in the Baylor Regional Park in Carver County, about 3 miles north of Norwood, Young America. It consists of two observatories, the Onan Observatory and the Sylvia A. Casby Observatory, and the Hotspot Classroom, which we use for presentations as well as a warming house when the weather gets cold. This is a reflector telescope. It uses a mirror to gather the light. And this is a refractor telescope. It uses a lens to gather the light, as does this. So we have two different types of telescopes here. We can get bigger telescopes with mirrors so they gather more light so we can see fainter objects, see more detail on objects. And the refractor telescope gives us a little bit sharper image, much better for solar system objects.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We'll take a look through that eyepiece right here. And you'll see the sun there and clouds passing in front of it. It's kind of cool. Don't see any sunspots on there today, but it's kind of cool to see the clouds passing in front of it.
How big is the sun?
Yeah, we got really the sun, you can fit 110 Earths across the sun. That's how big it is. It's huge. As it gets, you know, towards sunset, we'll get a lot more people here.
When do you guys do classes?
We don't do classes. This is just a presentation that we do.
So. When do you guys do that?
I'll just have that
scheduled?
It's just like around sunset, because usually by the time, you know, around sunset comes, people have seen everything they need to, you know, they can see through the telescopes, and it's not dark enough to see anything else. So it kind of bridges that gap between sunset and when the sky starts getting dark. So
I think the last time I did this was sixth grade. It was a science camp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did that in California.
Sure.
Jupiter, here we come.
Yeah. It's the largest of the planets, so it's just a little one right in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing it?
There it is.
There it is. You see the little stripes there?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cloud bands on Jupiter. So. 10 times bigger than the Earth. It rotates one time every 10 hours, so its day is 10 hours long instead of 24 hours.
Looking at Jupiter. That's nice.
I'd love to have the families come out here, kids. You know, if they can walk away from here learning one thing, you know, I'm happy. Our solar system, about the planets, about the deep sky objects like galaxies and stuff like that, and to show them that and to talk about it, you know. I love doing it. I enjoy doing it. And like I said, if they learn something, it's all the better.
Oops.
All the better.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Is that the... one for the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
This is really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Time to come back down to Earth. Here's what we learned this week on Vikings Huddle. We learned the importance of gravity. We saw the different types of telescopes used to see planets in space at the Eagle Lake Observatory. And we learned the keys to rock climbing from our lifetime fitness instructors. Next week on Vikings Huddle, we explore the world of force and how important it is for strongman Linval Joseph while he bench presses in the weight room. Everson Griffin also gets taken for a ride on the roller coasters at Valley Fair. Join us next time on Vikings Huddle.